I sent you a news story today from our local news station, and you're making fun of me now or something.
No, because I don't really understand it. So you got to explain it to me.
Our local news here in South Carolina is so bad.
I mean, yeah, you're in a tiny little town in South Carolina that I'm surprised you have a local news station.
We have three. Four. Sorry, I worked at the fourth one. I forgot. We had four, and the whole time I'm working at the fourth TV station in town, I would bitch at my boss all the time going, our anchors can't even read. We have the worst anchors in town.
Oh, no.
And so to me, it's comedy when I watch a story, and then I got to send it to you just to see if you can make any sense out of it.
Yeah, I didn't understand this at all. Let's play it. Play the video you sent me, and I didn't think it was even in English. First it took me a second to figure out what country it came from, and then I saw that it was South Carolina, so I thought, well, that's here.
That's this country.
That's this country.
But so the camper on fire, lit my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
What? What is that? What is he saying? I understood none of that.
He said he came home and his house was on fire.
No, that's not what he said. Play that again.
Okay, he said my house was on fire.
But said a camper on fire, lit my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
No, well, that's not what that is.
He said my house was on fire.
Fire, and they caught my house on fire.
When I came home, my house was on fire. I saw.
When did he say that? What part does he say that? He doesn't. When does he say that?
Lit my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
He comes back though too. He's okay. And this other guy, he's a different guy. He's going to tell you about the fire.
All we can really go on is just hope we ain't next. We're hoping now that they'll catch him. Or whoever, them, and we won't have to worry about it no more.
What is this? What language is this?
He's telling you a story. He's telling you a story.
Everybody around here been here around for 60-something years. We ain't used to stuff like this.
Does the reporter understand him? Or is the reporter like, does the reporter then explain what he just said? That's the problem. You have to understand, when you're a reporter and you don't quite understand, then you have to turn around and you have to explain what was just said. Because if you didn't understand, we didn't understand.
No, everybody here totally understood, dude.
Wait, where you live, everybody understood that?
That's how they talk.
Everybody around here been here around for 60-something years. We ain't used to stuff like this.
I don't even think that's English.
No, I've been living here for 70 years. We're not used to things like this.
Everybody around here been here around for 60-something years. We ain't used to stuff like this.
What? When does he say that? What part?
Everybody around here been here around for 60-something years. We ain't used to stuff like this.
What? This is, you're pranking me. This is a joke. This is not a real news story, right?
This is tonight. This is 6:01 tonight. You can see it on the video. 6:01. So this is the story they kicked off the 6 o'clock hour.
This is the lead story.
This is the lead story. It's 6 o'clock.
Breaking news.
Should we talk about COVID? No. Let's talk about this guy.
Everybody around here been here around for 60-something years. We ain't used to stuff like this.
Tell me, if you didn't run this TV station, you wouldn't hire this guy today to do the weather.
Everybody around here been here around for 60-something years. We ain't used to stuff like this.
That is,
you know what this reminds me of? I had a friend when I was in high school, and now we look back, like, we know that she was bipolar, but at the time we didn't know what that was. And when she went into her manic phases, she would speak in this weird, I guess, dialect, or like she was speaking in tongues.
Right.
And we would just laugh because it was funny. And she would just go, and it sounded like, it almost sounded like, we always thought that she was doing cornholio, you know, I got a teeping for my bunghole. Like, that's what it felt like whenever she would talk.
This is Boomhauer.
Yeah, this is Boomhauer. Exactly. I was just about to say, this guy is taking it to another level. Like, my friend was cornholio. This guy's Boomhauer.
Set my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
I know, Boomhauer. I totally agree with that.
I'm telling you, everybody sounds like this here. Everybody. And they put it on the news. 6 o'clock.
It's the lead story.
It's the lead story on the TV. And I'm sitting there watching it going, rewind that. I got to send that to Cooper.
Boomhauer's on television.
She won't believe this shit.
Set my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
I thought King of the Hill was just like a joke. I had no idea that you were living in King of the Hill.
No, this is two different guys, too. This is not
what?
The... Yeah. That's the only people they could find to talk to about this arson case.
I don't know why somebody says fires. I'm just whether it's mad at somebody or something like that. I don't know.
Those are the two best spoken people in the neighborhood.
She's on the phone with the news person going, yeah, you got to find a couple people to talk to. Okay, I'll find
them. I found the best ones. These two are the best.
And you and I would just be sitting there laughing the whole time going, wait till they get a load of these guys.
Somebody set a camper on fire, set my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
Now, for people who don't know King of the Hill, you got to play a little Boomhauer so they can see that we're actually talking about a character that was on Mike Judge. And it's funny because I brought up Cornholio, which is a Mike Judge show, and now we're talking about King of the Hill, which is also a Mike Judge show, you know, who also did our favorite movie, Idiocracy. So Mike Judge was so ahead of his time.
Man, they got another one, man. What do you call the difference between an old man and with a little squirt gun?
Is that the news? Is that the guy from the news?
No, that's Boomhauer.
Oh, okay.
Old information antiquities pursuant to the public domain Title 9, Southern State Resource Code. But I tell you what, man, they're tight.
Tell you what, man, he gets all prettied up and then old
is that the guy from the news now?
Side, man. Like, get my good side, man.
See, and you thought when you watch King of the Hill, that's just stupid to make a character like that because people like that don't exist.
Set my outside building on fire and they caught my house on fire.
Is that Boomhauer?
Somebody set a camper on fire.
That's the guy from South Carolina.
Oh, that's the guy from the news.
That's the news guy, yeah.
Wow. You know what would be so funny? If the guy was doing an impression of Boomhauer, it'd be funny on the news, and he went home and said to his wife, well, I really got them tonight. They really thought I spoke like that.
Oh, no. When you say fire like this...
Set my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
Which part is fire?
Somebody set a camper on fire.
When you say fire like far... And then he stops in mid-sentence and just thinks for a second.
Somebody set a camper on fire. Set my outside building on fire. And they caught my house on fire.
Yeah, so that's...
I don't know how you function down there. So when you go to a store and you need something, like, I don't know what I would do. I would have to be with you. You'd have to come with me to interpret other people talking to me.
Okay, see, now this is the bad thing. Now, today, we have piece of plastic between you and the guy at the gas station, and he's got a mask on. So now you're listening to this guy with a mask. Yeah, and I, you always see me going, what? What?
Here's my number. Text me.
Yeah, you can't.
Somebody set a camper on fire. Set my outside building on fire, and they caught my house on fire.
I have no idea what he said. Literally no idea. This, I can't even make out any of it. Like, usually I can make out a word or two. I'm completely lost.
Yeah, you would have to have me walking next to you the whole time telling you what that person just said.
Everybody written here, been here in here 60-something years.
Or you'd have to get a Google Translate. I want South Carolina to English translator.
Hey, Siri, what did he just say?
Shit, I don't know. He said...
Everybody written here, been here in here 60-something years.
That's real life right there.